Hare Krishna. It is often seen that great people are recognized and appreciated and valued more when they have physically departed and left behind an enormous legacy. Frequently, people living contemporaneously with that great personality are unable to understand his greatness. It is only a limited circle of people around that person who actually values the presence and the teachings and the activities of that person. Similarly, it is with Srila Prabhupada. We see that over the years, Srila Prabhupada's stature has grown on the horizon of world consciousness because ISKCON has gained enormous credibility in the last several decades that it has been in existence. And as time goes by, and as the number of devotees grows and grows, and as Krishna consciousness spreads everywhere, and permeates into the mainstream of society, not just in India, but also in various other countries. And as the books spread everywhere, and as there is increasing awareness of spiritual knowledge, then people will be able to increasingly appreciate Srila Prabhupada. So many, many years down the line, Srila Prabhupada will be recognized to be a very, very great personality who has made path-breaking contributions to the welfare of the world via his spiritual movement and teachings. Srila Prabhupada has left behind a legacy, and a part of that legacy or heritage is not only his books and his temples which he set up, and then the extensions of those temples and new temples that have been set up after him, but also his personal paraphernalia, his personal rooms, and also the places where he grew up. And that is how it is with saintly people. We see that we often go to places, holy places, where not only the Lord has performed his pastimes, but also where the devotees of the Lord have performed pastimes. So, in addition to the place where Krishna has, or Lord Ram, for example, have appeared in this world, we also go to the places where great devotees have appeared. So, not just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Lord, of course, but also, let's say, Ishwar Puri, we go to Kumarhatta, because that is a place where Ishwar Puri appeared. So there are so many other places that are places where our acharyas were born. And we value those places. Not just where they were born, but also where they may have lived for a certain period of time, where they may have done some austerities, and so on. So similarly it is with Srila Prabhupada. As time goes on, more and more of places connected with Srila Prabhupada's personal presence, physical presence, and not only in his ISKCON days, but even in the pre-ISKCON days, will actually emerge. So this is a very important part of the preservation and promotion of our devotional heritage. So Srila Prabhupada's birthplace now has been procured by ISKCON in Calcutta, and this is a very, very important and significant development. It is an occasion of great joy for all the followers of Srila Prabhupada because it will remain a holy place. Centuries down the line, people will come here to Calcutta and not only visit the ISKCON temples, but they will also visit the places associated with Srila Prabhupada's pre-ISKCON days in Calcutta. Even his childhood, his birth, his student days, his Grihastha Ashram Leela, and so on. And just as when we go to Jagannath Puri, we not only go to the Jagannath temple, we also go to Gambhira, which is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, but we also go to Haridas Thakur's place, we go to Ganga Mata Goswamini's place, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's place. So like that, in future, when devotees come to Calcutta, they will visit Srila Prabhupada's birthplace. That will be one of the very important places in the itinerary of devotees. It will raise the awareness and consciousness of people about Srila Prabhupada. So I want to congratulate the devotees of the Calcutta temple and also all those who assisted in any way, financially and otherwise, in procuring and developing this place and preserving it. It is an invaluable part of our heritage and certainly an occasion of great joy that we have it. And I'm sure that Srila Prabhupada will also be very pleased with this. So once again, my heartfelt gratitude to all the devotees who have made this possible. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.